Okay, we're doing Mishlei, chapter 10, verse 5. And it says, one who gathers in the summer is an intelligent person, but one who is in a deep sleep at the harvest season is a shameful or embarrassed person. Okay? That is the verse. The question that I have is, they don't tell the cause. Both of it is dealing with harvest time. Summer and harvest season is the same thing. So that's the same thing. Now, so that it should say that the cause is because he didn't do the work or something like that. It doesn't say that. It just talks about the results. One who gathers in the summer is an intelligent person, but one who is in a deep sleep at the harvest season is an embarrassed or shameful person. So the question is, why is he only telling the results? Shouldn't he tell the cause why he failed? Shouldn't I know the cause why he failed? It should say he didn't do the plowing or he didn't do the seeding. That's what it should say. That's why he failed. Doesn't say that. Because of that question, I want to say that insofar as plowing and seeding, they both did. Both the intelligent person and the shameful person both did the correct acts. But there is a certain type of problem that a person has that he cannot tolerate success. He has a conflict with success. So he has a problem with success. And so therefore there are certain people that do the work, but yet when it comes to results, they fail. You really watch carefully, then I don't know how many people are like that, but there are people that way, that they do the work up until the certain point. When it comes to the success, there's something there that stops them. Maybe some guilt or something. I don't know exactly what, but there's something there that stops them. And since the pasuk does not say the causes, but only talks about results, so I want to say that the pasuk is talking about that type of person, that the intelligent person, as he does the work, and he doesn't have the problem of success. He can enjoy success. He doesn't have a conflict with success. But the lazy person is the person who has a conflict. There's certain lazy people that have a conflict with success. Question is, what if a person is exhausted? It's very, very hard to tell between physical exhaustion and psychological exhaustion. We're talking about psychologically. His energy becomes depleted. He depletes his energy because psychologically, that's why it says a deep sleep. The reason why he becomes depleted is because he can't tolerate success. The way the pasuk is set up, that's what it seems to be. The question is, if we don't know the cause, how could he help himself? I'm saying the cause could be many different things. That each person will have to investigate in his particular case. It could be he has a certain guilt, that the guilt doesn't allow him to do it. There might be other reasons, that he has a bad self-image for some reason, and the bad self-image doesn't allow him to feel success. He doesn't deserve success. So exactly how it works in the person, each individual case, you'll have to do an investigation. But in general, there are people that way. That's all we're saying. And that person is a person not in line with reality. So therefore, that's why we call him a lazy person. The question is, why is it intelligent to gather in the summer? People that are ignorant people, that have no knowledge of Mishlei, and they farmers, and they're very successful. The answer is he gives simple examples that's just very simple that you can actually see the idea. But when you carry it out into everyday life, I mean, then it becomes a little more complicated. But he always gives a simple example of, you know, there's cause and effect, cause and effect. So, and in that time, everybody was, most of the people were farmers in those days. It was agriculture, the country. So I guess he gave according to the nature, he could be, gave examples according to the nature of the country.